How we live our lives is important. Our conduct and focus determine where we go in this life and in the life to come. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Join us as we explore walking with God.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. How we live matters to the Lord, because one day He will judge us according to our deeds, whether good or bad. The Scriptures teach us what ways are acceptable and what ways deserve judgment. Because we love God and want to please Him, we listen to what He says. Thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. The word walk is used over 400 times in the Bible. On many occasions, Scripture uses the word in its literal sense of someone traveling on foot from one place to another. But the word walk is also used figuratively, referring to how a person thinks and behaves. God, through Moses, told Israel in Deuteronomy 5:32-33, "You shall be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may go well with you, and that you may live long on the land that you shall possess." God's prophet Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man who walks to direct his own steps." People often fool themselves in thinking their own ways are acceptable to God. But Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Please don't fool yourself thinking God will accept you no matter what. The Bible never teaches that. God distinguishes those who love and obey Him from those who don't. Christianity isn't unconditional. We offer this study on walking with God free. And if you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have many free programs and materials on our website, searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Psalm 1, verses 1 to 6, and explore the beauty of walking with God. Our reading today comes from the 6 verses of Psalm 1. This is the beginning of the Psalms and really is something about life and how we should live. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they're like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. That's the will of God. Let's pray together. Oh, Father, we're thankful that we have Your Word, that we can meditate upon it day and night. Help us to be like that tree firmly planted by the streams of water, that we may prosper and glorify Your name. May Your will be done always. And we love You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly." We walk by faith. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, 6-8, "Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And we are of good courage and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord." Now, some people think walking by faith is a leap in the dark. But walking by faith means believing what God promises because of the evidence that He's already given to us. In 1 John 1:5-7, the Bible says, "This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." Now, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I tell you, there is a critical difference between walking in darkness and walking in the light. The world doesn't like making distinctions, but the world won't judge us on the last day. God will. John continues in 1 John 2:3-6, "Now by this we know that we know Him," that is, have a relationship with Him, "if we keep His commandments. He who says, 'I know Him,' and doesn't keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him, and he who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked." Now, God wishes for us to imitate Christ and to walk just as He walked, think as He thought, act as He acted, love as He loved, and remain pure as He is pure. Now, walking in darkness is a tragedy. Ephesians 2:1-3 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Sin causes spiritual death, and it is your greatest enemy and problem. Walking in darkness causes people to ruin their lives and not know it. Ephesians 4:17-19 says, "So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness." Now each day we're choosing how we walk or live. Galatians 5:16-17 reminds us, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do." Now these choices that we make matter. Who we walk with also matters. Proverbs 13:20 says that whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Again, 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, "Don't be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." I sometimes talk to people who don't like what the Lord teaches. Many today have rejected Christ and Christianity because they don't approve of their worldly ways. Well, this is not new. Even in the New Testament, people rejected Jesus when they were offended by something He taught. John 6:66-69 says, "From that time many of His disciples went back and walked with Him no more. And then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?' But Simon Peter answered Him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we've come to believe and know that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" As Christians, we must walk in love because God is love. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who doesn't love doesn't know God, because God is love." Now, walking with God means that we must love everyone, even our enemies. Loving someone doesn't mean we approve of sin. God demonstrated His love towards us even while we were sinners. But God never approves of our sin. According to Scripture, loving means confronting sin. Do you know what the first thing our loving Lord Jesus preached? After He was tempted in the wilderness, He began preaching. And Matthew 4:17 says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Telling people to repent is not hateful. Repentance is how we correct our lives and how we heal from the destructive nature of sin. Sin tears people apart. The love and grace allows them to heal by two things, repentance and forgiveness. Love brings about peace and unity. Hate divides. Ephesians 4:1-3 says, "Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." You see, love puts others first. Love means regarding others as more important than yourself, not merely looking out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Philippians chapter 2:3-4. Now, this means that one will have compassion on others. Ephesians 4:31-5:2 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice," that is, ill will. "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Christ Jesus is the ultimate example of what it means to love. To walk with God, we must imitate the love of Christ. We should love those outside Christ and even our enemies. Colossians 4, verses 5 to 6 says, "Walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." We must walk in the light. And the Lord Jesus said in John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." When you're in the light, you can see clearly, but you may stumble in the dark. Christians left darkness to come to the light. Ephesians 5, 8 to 10 says, "For you were formerly darkness, but now in Christ you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Light, goodness, righteousness, and truth teaches us how to love and please the Lord. Now, love and light walk hand in hand. 1 John 2, verses 9 to 11 says that he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. When people ignore the love and truth of God, they end up with selfish ways and heartaches. So many of the social and political problems of our time come from selfish desires, prejudice, and selfish ambition. Because the truth matters, we must walk in truth. Psalm 86 and verse 11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." We must recognize what the Lord says is what is true. And His truth is the ultimate truth, the final truth, and the only spiritual truth. It will one day decide our eternal destiny. Oh, we may think that we can believe anything we wish, but where do you find that in the Bible? God said plain in Leviticus 18, 3 to 4, "You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I'm bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules," he says, "and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God." Now, just because a crowd believes something doesn't make it true. Just because our culture holds a concept doesn't mean that it meets God's standards. Colossians 2, 6 to 7 says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." Walking with God means that we follow His teaching, His commandments, and His ways. It doesn't mean that we rebel against Him and follow our own selfish desires. We must not presume that we know better than God. Psalm 19, verses 10 to 13 speak of the ways and commandments of God. "They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression." Now, the devil will try to convince you he has something better than God. He is God's enemy and yours too. 2 John 6 verse 6 to 9 says, "And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch yourselves that you do not lose what we have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Now, anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. When we start adding, subtracting, or changing the teaching of Christ, we lose our relationship with God. Now, if we love the Lord, we need to walk worthy of Him. Paul prayed for the church at Colossae in Colossians 1, verses 9 to 10. And so, from the day that we heard, we've not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Oh, my friend, are you walking with God? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that Your Word helps us to understand how You would have us to live and to think and what to be. And Father, help us to please You in all things. May Your will be done, and help us to love You every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 5:15 to 17 says, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." God's will gives us the wisdom to walk on the path of righteousness rather than walking on a path that leads to destruction. Proverbs 28:26 says that whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. The Lord Jesus made it clear in Matthew 7:13-14, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." We must love the Lord with all our heart, We must deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Him if we wish to live with Him forever. To become a Christian, you must recognize Jesus as Lord. Place your faith in Jesus Christ, turn from sin, and live according to the ways of Jesus. Confess your faith in Him as the Son of God, and be baptized into Christ. To walk with Christ means uniting with Christ. Romans 6:4-6 says, "Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we've become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him in order that our body of sin might be done away with. Unite with Christ today. Today. Well, we hope that this study about walking with God has helped you to draw closer to God. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call the search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can watch Search on YouTube as well. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry. And when you do that, like the programs. Now, we also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry. If you get a hold of us, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. So show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. Now, if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. And there's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us. And tell a friend about this program. Let them know that you're watching. And as always, we say to you, God bless you and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.